flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
People say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon. Cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made. Cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing if I can't get it on my own. If you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
What's up, folks? Thank you all tuning to the Josh Terry Podcast. I say I'm excited about a bunch of shows, but this lady right here, I've almost had to delete her off social media like four or five times just because of her outfits. We did a show last year. I got to be friends with her, and now I just think she's like one of the most badass people you can find. She stands up for what she believes in. She's just the real fucking deal to me. Miss Kylie Blakely, what are you doing today? Thank you for hanging out with me.
Thank you for having me on. I'm excited to catch up, talk shop, see how things have been going. Lots of fun updates for 2025, and I can't wait to clue you in.
Yeah. So last year when you did the show with me, I was just excited because you had been on that damn show. And then, like, I've stalked you ever since then.
Oh, boy.
Not in the bad way. But just like you piqued my interest so much because I was just so impressed. Like, don't take this the wrong way, but you're a very attractive woman, but it's everything on top of that. It's just the shit you stand for. And I was just blown away by everything that you talked about on the show last. And then to see the stuff that you go out of the way to do on social media. Oh, you're a fucking gangster. I like the shit out of you, dude. I was scared to death when I saw you out in Vegas and he ran into Chad Prather.
I know.
I was like, oh my God, he's going to talk your ear off forever. That's my dude. I love Chad so much.
He's a hoot.
I had to text him about some stupid shit last night that I didn't understand political wise. And he knows how to simplify things for me. Cause I'm stupid. I just wanted to give you some props. I know a lot of women that work in social media, they always get branded as ass and tits. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's fair. I really don't, especially when you're as intelligent as you are.
Thank you.
You know, it's very, you're very cool. You're one of those that's very unique, and I'm glad to call you a friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Josh. And I'm glad to be friends with you. I mean, there's so much we've bonded over. Our taste in whiskey, our taste in significant others is unfortunately pretty similar. Wild stories. And then, of course, my favorite topic of conversation with you is always going to be golden era of country music. David Allen Coe, it's one of those things that it's hard to come by, and it makes me so happy that like Zach Topps on tour with Alan Jackson, and you're seeing that 90s vibe, that 60s vibe come back. I mean, there's a couple artists I've been keeping my eye on, like Belle France and a couple others, where you get that old Tammy Wynette vibe. Yeah. And that's something that I was raised on and something that I love. And I mean, I love talking whiskey and music with you. And then of course the political sphere always comes into play, the military sphere and the agricultural stuff always comes into play. So it's always a very well-rounded conversation with you, Josh. And I really appreciate that about you.
Thank you. You got to look up the dude who's opening for Zach everywhere right now. I've got a song that he cut. His name is Cold Goodwin. He's been on tour with Zach now for 7-8 months. Zach has been on CMT talking about like, this guy's the next big guy. Cole Goodwin is my boy. He's a South Georgia dude. He would have came to Nashville anyway, but he started coming up there with us. Oh shit, beginning of last year, maybe the end of the year before, doing my round. And he would have blown up regardless. His success has absolutely nothing to do with me. But he just started playing the Raising Grace round and the Josh Terry podcast first. I just was lucky enough to have a friend introduce me to him very early in his career. And Zach got his claws into him. And he's opening up for Zach right now. And yeah, if you like Zach, you're gonna love Cole Goodwin.
Well, I got another one for you to pull up is Wyatt Flores.
Oh yeah.
There's love him, love any of the Hoffmans. I don't know if they're all related, but Nolene, I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing your first name, Hoffman. There's also a couple others I'll send you, but they've all got that old vibe. And I mean, I'm sure you saw from my time at the NFR, I ran into Coulter Wall, and he probably thinks I'm
Yeah.
mentally deficient because I was like speechless at first. I'm such a huge fangirl. I love Coulter Wall. My dad loves Coulter Wall. And I sent dad the selfie and I was like, "Hey, I might be getting married in Vegas. This is your son-in-law." He's like, "I'll approve this one. We love Coulter Wall. He's just got that old vibe, and that's one of the things that I love." But his opener while he was in playing at the NFR was Hoffman, and it's just a really cool vibe seeing people come up and as they're growing through the music industry, as they're gaining their footing and attaching themselves to these artists that were at one point in time here recently also up and coming. It's a cool vibe to see somebody on TikTok live with maybe 10,000 followers, and then you go to send it to a friend like 2, 3 days later, and they got like 500,000. I'm like, yeah, good for you.
Yeah,
It's exciting.
Coulter is one of those. He's so unique to me. The fact that he still works on a ranch, he doesn't do podcasts, he doesn't do interviews. He's just so good. He's so unique. He doesn't give a shit. Like, I dig that so much about that dude.
Yeah, when Cade, his name's Cade Hoffman, if you want to pull him up after
All right.
the podcast. But when I messaged him and I'm like, dude, seeing you come up, like, huge fan, love what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. He's like, by the way, I'm opening for Coulter Wall. I was ecstatic for him. And that's one of the things that I love about the music industry. And I love about my side of social media, not all of social media, unfortunately. But, you know, there's enough room on the podium for everybody. And it's exciting to cheer for somebody as they're coming up through the industry, whatever it may be, whether it be ag, whether it be music or modeling or acting, and seeing them gain some footing and gain some recognition for true talent and not just followers, that's one of the things I love.
Yeah, you said it the right way because I'm such an asshole. I don't like people that don't have talent that get recognition. I don't
It's like when Paris Hilton dropped an album back in like the early 2000s.
It's like, why is this bitch doing this? But that's that I'm that way with everything. There's a couple of people right now, and I'm not gonna say their names because I don't want to catch shit for it. But people know who they are. There's a couple of people. They got a couple of million followers, and they wanted to do country music. And it's like, why? Like, why did
Because
you
it's the
just?
popular thing right now.
Yeah.
I remember getting made fun of and getting bullied for being into country music and being, God
Yeah.
forbid, a horse girl. And now it's fashion because of Bella Hadid and Yellowstone. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa,
Yeah.
whoa. I got bullied for wearing my Ariat boots to school and wearing my camo and having my camo car seats. And now it's the trend.
Yeah.
Born
Yeah.
too late, born too early, I guess.
Yeah. People have been trying to get me to wear a cowboy hat forever, right? Like
You'd rock
forever.
it.
Well, I just started in the past 6 months wearing them. But it was always, I was just uncomfortable wearing them. Like I just thought I looked stupid as hell. And then I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm just gonna do it. Like, I'm just going to. And then people were like, oh no, you look good in it. And as soon as people were like, gave me validation for it, I was like, okay, I can do this. I've always wanted to though. But I
Really?
I've always wore boots and jeans. Like I've never been the guy that's wore anything but boots and jeans. I've always wore pearl snaps. Like now, I guess I had a stylist that kind of helped me recently. And they were like, look, if you want to be more successful, if you're getting more successful, you kind of got to dress a little bit better. You can't just look like a dumbass. Because I've always just been blue jeans, nice boots, cutoffs, or a pearl snap. Like never any accessories, never nothing. There's like, look, you got to kind of fit the part if you want to be that person. Like
That's 110% true, and that's what I'm
Wow.
coming into. So, my mom was actually my personal stylist for the NFR. I just gave her my card and said, "Go nuts." So,
Yeah.
a lot of those outfits were, I like to incorporate stuff that's like sentimental to me into my
Yeah.
fashion. So, some of the jewelry was mom's, some of, well, the furs were mom's. A couple of the stuff that I wore, it was like incorporating her into it. That way, in spirit, she was there with me. I had some jewelry from my grandmother, or the jacket. It was a rabbit fur jacket from like the 70s that
That's
we had
cool.
just conditioned. It kept nice. And it's one of those things that, like, if you have a couple heirloom pieces, that's one of the things that I like to tell my friends that are now having kids, because I'm at that age, right? If you're getting them stuff, get them stuff. Or if you're getting stuff for your significant other, your wife or your daughter, get them stuff that they could wear when they're 20, 30, 40, 50, that they could pass on to their kids. Because,
Yeah.
I mean, fast fashion now has just become such a thing. And one of the things that I'm really excited about with fashion, especially in the Western space, is they call it old money style, where you have a couple statement pieces or a capsule wardrobe is what they're calling it on TikTok. They change up the name so often, I have a hard time keeping up, but it's like the pawpaw clothes. There's nothing
Yeah.
more attractive to me, and I think a lot of women can agree, that a man with a mustache or beard and some pawpaw pearl snap button downs with some nice starched jeans. And I've always felt that way. I mean, before Yellowstone, before country got cool again, seeing a man in a pawpaw shirt, that's hot. It's hot.
That's all I've wore the past 6 months. That's literally all. Well, I started wearing the cowboy cut Wranglers when
Nice.
I lost weight. And I was,
Congratulations, by the way. I've loved following your fitness journey.
thank you
As a
very
former
much.
fitness influencer, beyond proud of you. That is phenomenal.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I always said I've always wore like the Wrangler retros anyway, right? So
Yeah.
I haven't gone to, I don't never wear baggy jeans or anything like that. But like somebody was like, no, try the cowboy cuts. Trust me. And I was like, fuck no, I'm going to die. Like, there's no. I put them on and I was like, okay, I like these. Like these, I
Nice.
can dig these. And then they told me what shirts to get and everything. And I was like, okay, why have I not been doing this forever?
Sometimes you just need somebody to tell you how to dress.
Yeah, I didn't know. I had no idea. I had absolutely no idea. Yeah, appreciate them for hooking me up. Yeah, you just don't know. I feel comfortable in it too. Like you, I love that look though, and it's simple. It's so simple, but it's just the coolest to me.
It's timeless too. It's one of those things where, like, I think we're all now at that age with Facebook and the time hop stuff on Snapchat and everything else, and whatever other apps do it. I had to offload Snapchat because I'm like, I don't need reminders of the stupid decisions I
For
made in
you ain't
2015
lying.
when I was in. Oh yeah, no, I'm like, oh, that's cringe. Facebook time hop will come up, and I'll see like the RAR XD style post. I'm like, delete, 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 delete. I don't need my friends finding that and then resharing it and tagging me to embarrass me. But it's one of those things that, like, I look back at some of my fashion just choices and I'm like, ugh, like the studded belts that were big in like the early 2000s. Thank God for mom, because if I had dressed myself, I would have looked like a freaking idiot on the internet.
Well,
Looking back, I'm so beyond grateful that she has stopped me before leaving the house. And you know, you're a girl, Dad. I'm sure there's been points in time where you're like, absolutely the hell not, you're not leaving the house wearing that. And it's a toss-up between, I know what people are gonna think, you're an extension of me, and it's also a toss-up of, you're gonna regret this decision later in life.
I haven't yet. My daughter is so conservative that it's
Really?
stupid. She's starting to get to the point now. And this is going to sound really stupid and weird for a dad saying this. My daughter is starting to realize how attractive she is. And that is very
Good.
scary. But also, too, so like we did this thing. I made it a point. I would not let her wear makeup until she turned 13. I didn't.
Okay.
But it was, I wouldn't let her get her ear pierced, nothing like that.
Oh.
But it was literally because I wanted her to figure out she was beautiful without anything beforehand. Like I wanted her to have self-worth without an addition. I wanted her to know that you don't need anything else. I wanted little boys to think she was attractive. I wanted just her friends or little girls to be envious of her or whatever. And
That's sweet.
that's exactly what happened. She, now she wears minimal makeup. She doesn't need all the extra shit. It doesn't take us 10 hours to get ready to go somewhere. Like she doesn't go out of the house looking trashy, but she doesn't need all the accessories. She doesn't need everything. And and that's what I wanted to like instill in her. And she's just now getting it to where, like, every once in a while, you'll see like a TikTok from her, or you'll see like a little post from her, and you can tell she's feeling herself. And
Good.
I can tell, like, I'm gonna have to bring her ass back in sometime. But also, too, she's such a good kid. Like, there was a time I bought her a shirt, and it wasn't, I would never buy my child like a crop top or anything like that anyway. But it was just short enough to where, like, there was a little bit of like her belly exposed, just a little bit, to where like a dad wouldn't care. Like, it's just like a little. And she was like, "Why the fuck did you get me this? I'm not gonna wear that." And I was like, "Okay, I've done something right because I didn't even notice it. So she's not going to. All right, she's not gonna wear that. So, you know,
That's funny.
that's
See, I
funny."
grew up in the early 2000s. I was in high school from like 2012 to 2015. And the big thing back then was like the mini skirts and the crop tops and stuff like that. And so my mom made sure I knew the rule of three. Like if you have one, you can have the other, but not both. And it saved me a lot. And then now as an adult, I mean, I live in Florida. It is hot. It is humid 24/7. I'm constantly sweating. My hair does not hold up. I'm very low maintenance, but I also dress according to the weather, you know? And when I was competing in pageants, it was an issue. And I'm like, listen, dude, it is 110 degrees out with a heat index that is just intense and 100% humidity. And you want me to wear like a turtleneck? Absolutely not. There's a time and a place. There's a time and a place. And when you're like 21, 22, like that's the time to dress like that. Now at 27, obviously, I dress a lot more conservatively. I want to have kids one day. One of the things that I am mentally preparing myself for, because my friends are having daughters, is they look so sweet and innocent and precious, and they're
They're
just little
not.
babies, and you're holding them and you're looking at them and you're like, she's gonna call you a bitch one day for saying that she can't go hang out with this one trashy boy.
100%, 100%.
Just a heads up, I love her dearly, and I'm holding this little baby and I'm like, she's gonna call you a bitch for not wearing a mini skirt in high school. But I was also the kid that like good grades. I was a multi-sport athlete. Never really skipped school, didn't get into trouble. I didn't, I was very upfront and very communicative with my parents. I love my relationship with my parents. But I would get dress coded pretty frequently. And then now as an adult, there's been a couple of times we were out camping and it was actually the Farmer Wants a Wife season finale party. It was 98 degrees out at night, 100% humidity. We were all dressed up because it was the finale party. So like I've got my hair extensions in. I was wearing a really scratchy like mini dress, blinged out, blinged boots. And I'm like, I'm gonna go get comfy. So I throw on a pair of like cut off shorts, throw on some boots that I'm okay with getting muddy, and then I throw on like a little crop top because it's hot. And I told my dad, I'm like, hey, I'm running back to we were glamping. I'm like, I'm headed back to the teepee. I'm gonna go change and come back out. We're doing a bonfire, having whiskey, talking music. There's a live music artist there. And I walked back out and dad was telling the guys that were there for the finale parties, like, oh yeah, Kylie, she just ran back to go get comfy real quick. She'll be right back, blah, blah, blah. I come out wearing that and he's like, this dejected, like his shoulders slumped and he looks down. He's like, I guess that's comfy. I guess. Like there's a running joke in the family, and it's incredibly accurate. And I used to fight it for years. My exes even started saying it, and now it's just stuck. And I'm old enough to just admit I'm self-aware now, I guess. But the saying is, Kylie does what Kylie wants to do, and there's no stopping it. So it's dad just his shoulders slumping. He's like, I guess that's comfy, whatever. So.
I'm well aware that's going to be Gracie. And I like you get what you deserve. And I know what's going to happen. Gracie is going to be built like a college volleyball player. Like she's going to be stacked and I'm going to have to deal with it. Now I'm going to have to deal with her wanting to be comfortable dressing like that. And there's nothing I can do about it. Like
No,
because
it's a
she's
part
such
of life.
And she's such a good kid, but I'll be the same dad that's just like, well, shit.
All right.
What the fuck? Like, I already know.
Oh, my dad was known as
I feel
Stan
for
the
your
Man.
dad. I feel for your
Well,
dad.
here's the thing. It is 100% true what you just said, that what you reap what you sow, and blah blah blah, and but it's 110% true. My friends that are having kids that now they're like in elementary, middle school, and you see the attitude from the parents. I don't know how you parents can do it, where you're basically raising a mini comedian and you've got to be the disciplinarian. And when they say funny stuff, how do you not crack up? Because my dad, there's been other podcasts and radio shows that are based out of Central Florida. And now I've contracted out to the New Smyrna Beach Songwriters Festival. I've worked a lot with iHeartRadio and Real Radio 104.1, a bunch of other stuff. And I guess my dad was this local legend ho back in the day.
Ah!
So I hear all kinds of stories that I almost wish I wouldn't hear about my father. But now it makes sense why he's just like, oh, okay. And that's why I made the joke that if my current situation with a significant other doesn't work out, I'm just going to crash out and become dead.
You
So
ought to.
that's something to strike fear into your heart about your daughter, because
Oh.
you're one of the local legends, you know?
My daughter already tells me all the time that I better act right because the hoes love her. My daughter says that shit all the time. Well, around here, I'm a big fish in a small pond anyway.
Of
Like,
course, that's
around
small
here.
town stuff. I'm in a
Yeah.
small town too. I had to cut off friends recently that I've been friends with for 10 plus years, because they can't talk about you if they don't know what's going on. So
No.
it's hard
Well.
being in a small town.
Well, also too, it's probably like this. Like I've got a good group of friends that would do anything for me here, but there are some people that you grew up with that don't understand that what me and you do is a job. And they think we're having fun every day of our life. They don't think we're stressed out. They think we're making all this extreme money and there's no work that's involved with it. They don't think that we deserve what we get. And they're pissed off about their lives and having to get up and do whatever they're having to do. They don't understand that what we do is stressful as hell.
I
Like,
worked a 9-to-5, and this is way more stress than the 9-to-5 working construction. And I oversaw a marketing department. I mean, it's not the same.
no.
You need to turn
Now,
that off. This doesn't turn off.
yeah, now, like, do me and you have to do physical labor? No. All right.
Times.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, you probably do more physical labor than me, honestly. Like me running my mouth is the extent of my physical labor. But like, they just don't get it. And like, I'm not knocking anybody, to each their own. Like, if you're happy doing what you do, by all means, do it. But me and you decided to gamble on us. We decided that there was something there that we could profit off of being ourselves by being our own personalities, and we made a career out of it. And we would be supportive of them if they wanted to do it,
Of course.
but it's jealousy. It's and also I don't think it's jealousy. I think it's them not being happy in their current situation, so we're the ones they take it out on.
And it hurts and it sucks. But I
Yeah.
mean, I guess that's a part of getting older and growing up, is realizing that people that you thought were your friends are really just acquaintances that you see in passing. And
Yeah.
like, there's plenty of people I'd take a bullet for. I would do anything for them. And then
Yeah.
now it's a learning curve where you're like, you would sell me to Satan for a corn chip. What am I doing here?
Yeah, I got told a long time ago, a long time. My mama hasn't said a lot of good shit to me in my life. We don't have a good relationship. But she
Nope.
told me a long time ago that I had to learn the difference between a real friend and a drinking acquaintance, like a
There
drinking
you go.
buddy. And because I used to think like some of my drinking buddies were some of my best friends, like back in the day.
You'll
And
have that.
there's not. Like there's one dude I used to run the roads with that I would still consider like one of my best friends. But besides that, the rest of if I didn't grow up with you, I'm not that close with you no more. Like
Yeah.
there's yeah, if I hung out with you a couple times or we had a couple good years together, no, I just don't fuck with you.
It happens. I mean, it's a part of growing up, I suppose.
Yeah, well, they'll get theirs. I don't care. Like I just don't worry about them no more. Like there's too
They
many.
don't worry about you, so why not? I mean, that's my thing, is like, you're so wound up in my business. You're so wound up in what I'm doing. I don't even think about you. I've got too many things on my plate. I've got a lot going on and I'm really excited about it. And I've worked very, very hard to have everything that I have coming in. It doesn't even cross my mind about you and what you're doing because I'm so busy in my life. And it makes me wonder why you're not as busy
Yep.
that you have to worry about what I'm doing.
I had this woman that I'm friends with message me from a doctor's office about a month ago. And she said this girl was just irate with me that works in
Huh.
this that was in this doctor's office that works with her. And she was like, I just wish Josh Terry would stop posting stuff on social media and blah 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 and all this kind of shit. And she sent me and she's like, why does this girl hate you that I work with? And I was like, I don't know who this girl is. And I looked her up because I was like, why the fuck is this woman bad mouthing me if I have no idea who she is? And I looked up and she was in my DMs and the message, whatever it is, you know how like you've got the thing, the message request folder to where like you've never opened it before. I had posted something before I started seeing the girl I'm seeing. And it was a stupid video about I'm tired of shooting my shot. If somebody wants to shoot theirs, do it. And she was in there shooting her shot. And it was from that post. And I just never saw it or and never like thought twice about it. Didn't know who she was. She was
Oh, that's so
mad.
petty.
She was mad that I never paid her attention. And so she was just sitting there telling people how I was the worst person ever in her doctor's office. And it's like, how
God.
can you be that kind of person? You're the worst.
My favorite insult right now is from TikTok, lo and behold. But it's not really an insult. It's just funny to me is I'm employed. What does this mean? Like, I'm too busy to know what's going on. I'm too busy to keep up with you and what you've got going on. And that's my go-to. I mean, I know somebody that just got out of an abusive relationship, and his ex, she would stalk stuff, and
Yeah.
constantly know what's going on and who's where and who's what and who's wearing what and who's doing this and who's doing that and blah, 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 blah. And I get that to somewhat of an extent. Like, we're women, we want to know who's wearing what and who's dating who. That's just a part of it. However, I don't know everything. And the fact that you know everything tells me that you need a job or a hobby.
Yeah,
I'll be the first to say that.
I didn't realize till recently that women were that bad about that. That
Yeah.
it's okay. I mean, it's funny to me. It's funny to me. I
Don't know
think.
what looks good if I don't know what other people are wearing. There's a handful of influencers that I actually really admire. There's Michaela, Ruffy McDuffie. I like some of Kirsten's stuff that she wears too. She was on the show with me. We talked about her before. And then, of course, like Western Gringa, I think, is the other one. Their outfits are fire. And I look at them and like there's some things I wouldn't wear and there's some things I'm like, write that down, write that down. But if I wasn't keeping up with it, I wouldn't know what's in. I mean, I just wear the same outfits over and over again anyway, so.
I saw your outfits at NFR, and let me tell you, I give you a 10. All right, I'm
Woo!
telling you, I give you a 10. You killed it, dude.
Thank you. This was my first NFR ever. I was entirely over my head. I was super nervous about like what a lot of people were calling the NFR debut. I was overwhelmed, overstimulated. I was there to work it. So it wasn't exactly like I was there for the fashion side of things, but I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity. I had a phenomenal time with Westgate and, getting to meet some of the music artists I really love and getting to represent the brands that have been in my corner 110% of the way. But I was nervous, full transparency. I was so worried about screwing something up.
Nah.
Or wearing something wrong, or somebody posting, like, oh my God, did you see what Kylie Blakely was wearing? It's anxiety and it's real.
Yeah, so some of our team is trying to get me to host shows out here next year. And I've never been, and I feel the same way about it because I'm not dressing to a T. Like I'll dress how I dress now. But that's about the extent of me dressing up because I'm so stuck in my ways. That it's real hard for me to go. I don't want to say fake it because it's not fake it because everybody can dress up. Like it's there's nothing wrong with that. That's just not me. I don't see like Theo Von
No.
dressing up any more than he wants to or Joe Rogan. And one day I would love to be their stature. So it's like I don't really want to go overboard with it.
Well, I mean, the good thing is you're a guy, so it's a
Yeah.
lot easier for you. You could wear what you're wearing now with the pearl snaps and the jeans and just throw on a nice blazer. And
Yeah.
I'll send you a link to one. It's Espuela. They're one of the ones that was partnered with us at the Westgate, and I absolutely love their team. I'm a woman, I'm not going to wear their blazers, but they're sharp, and I think you'd
Okay.
really like them.
I
So I'll
probably
send you
would.
a link.
Cool. I'll check them out. You just went to Nashville for the first time, didn't you say that while ago?
I did.
How did you like it?
I enjoyed it. In my mind, I see all the horror stories on TikTok of like the spiked drinks and the cheating boyfriends and the girls that go for bachelorette trips and hit on guys that are in relationships. We talked about that before, you and I. And of course, there's also like the brides that are getting busted for cheating out there. I'm like, I want no part of this. I want absolutely no part of this. I have no desire to ever go to Nashville, blah, 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 blah. Just, it's not me. And I get there and I'm like, it's not all like that. We went to the listening room
I
and it
love the
was
listening
me.
room.
I loved it. It was me and Cody Hibbard was playing, I think, a couple others. And then I had a couple of my music friends show up. Lance Carpenter is one of them. Lance is an amazing guy, and I'm helping him out with Carpenter Fest in Arkansas this year, getting him some sponsors. Tickets just went on sale. I'm beyond excited about it. But I'm sitting there in the listening room, and it's like the singer-songwriter series and New Smyrna. And I'm like, this is my vibe. I've got a beer. I'm sitting with my friends. It's nice and quiet. It's not a crowded bar. I mean, it was crowded, but it was silent, and everybody had to listen to what the performers had to say. And
Yeah.
you're getting a little insight into their life and a little insight into like the reason behind the music and hearing about them and their story. And that's my vibe. That's what I love. So now that I see Nashville's got some of that, I might have to come back. And I mean, my birthday's coming up, so I think I might have to come back.
Yeah, see, that's what we do. So I host the Raising Grace Rounds, which our studio is named Raising Grace Studios. So that's what we do. We do that. We're starting in March. We're doing it twice a month. Next week, February the 5th, we've got one. Court Taylor's doing a takeover for me. Then the 17th of this month will be our first affiliated show with her called The Courtroom. And then next month we'll do two of my shows, two moving forward. But yeah, we get artists that you know, but we also get up and coming artists to play. And it is the best. I don't do the Broadway shit. Like, I'll go down there and have drinks if I know a buddy playing. But the writers' rooms, that kind of stuff, that's what we put out on the podcast. That's what we love to do. That shit is so much more fun. And then also too, you come up there when we're there, and I'll take you to the places, you, significant others, whoever you want to bring, whoever, mom, dad, whoever the hell you want to bring. I'll take you to like Music City, Bar and Grill. So like that place is a place where you're gonna hear nothing but the old shit that me and you like.
Love that.
And they're two-stepping. It's nothing but people over 40 in there.
Oh,
And
my vibe.
oh dude, it is killer. I love that place, Nashville Palace. Shout out to Live Oak. Live Oak is where we do all of our shows at. I absolutely love the vibe there, the local. All that kind of stuff. Now, Losers and Riley Green's Duck Blind, I like going there. It's a good time, but it gets packed with young folks real quick. And the problem with that is they're not really paying attention to the music. They're just, and if they do, they want to hear like the same five fucking songs over and over again. And I get so bored with that. It's a good time if you're there with a like a good group, but there's so many better places. Broadway's for tourists. Midtown is for like the locals that just want to go out and get drunk and have a decent time. But then there's a couple other like hidden gems all over the city that if you don't know, like the listening room, that are the shit. That's all we do when we're there.
And from my videos and my stuff, I mean, we've actually got a dance competition coming up. I love two step in and swing dance. That's actually how my parents met, was country swing. And I grew up, wanting to, and finally when I was in my undergrad at UCF, I took a ballroom dance class, and that's
That's
where I
cool.
learned how to dance. I fell in love with it. I've been doing it ever since. New Year's Eve, actually, I went to Cowboys St. Pete. It's a dance hall, and I absolutely love the vibe there. I've actually gotten them set up with Alan Jackson's One for the Road tour. They are the official pre-party spot, and then I got Cowboys of Orlando on as well for the official pre-party spot for the Alan Jackson one for the road tour. Shout out to Robbie Goldsmith. They've been nothing but great to me. I got to go to their show in Oklahoma City, and I'm looking forward to the Tampa and Orlando shows as well. But I mean, I danced all night long with some poor schmuck on the dance floor who wanted to try new moves because he saw me dancing with somebody's pawpaw. I was with this guy the entire night, and it bothers me that I'm, you know, I'm awful with names, but what caught my eyes, I saw him in his creased cowboy cut jeans that were just, they probably could stand up on his own if he took them off. This guy must have been like borderline 70, white hair, white beard, but he had a Mobetta shirt on.
Yeah.
So I walk up and I'm like, I love your Mobetta. And I showed him a couple pictures of like mine and my old vintage pearl snaps that I've been on the hunt for on Poshmark and these other places and these estate sales, because that's what's back in.
Yeah.
So we get to talking and he sees me on the dance floor. I danced with somebody's pawpaw the entire night. He folded like an origami elephant that's sitting in my dash right now in my truck. And he made my entire night, but I posted some of the videos of me on the dance floor. Now everybody's like, oh my God, you could swing dance. I'm like, I've always been able to swing dance. That's one of my favorite things is good country music, the golden era, your Loretta Lynn, your Coulter Wall style stuff for the newer things and swing dancing. I mean, my favorite go-to song is T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Woo!
That was my parents' song.
Love
my
that
dad
song.
Used to pick her up and do the tower, all kinds of stuff. So I'm excited to get to do that in a place where you find a lot more people that are like-minded. You don't find that very often in Florida. You don't find that very often in, from my experiences, places out of Oklahoma and Texas. So now I get to try that in Nashville.
Yeah, so Nashville Palace, they're like famous for it.
That's what I heard.
I hosted their New Year's Eve event, and they're all about that shit. It's a whole ass thing there. It's cool. And then, of course, Music City Bar and Grill, it's right there connected to them. That's more the older folk doing the same shit. You got a younger crowd at Music City.
Don't knock the pawpaws in the Mobetta.
Oh, no. I love it. No, trust me. I'd rather be over there with the old cats because I can't do that shit. I can't. I've missed the boat on that one and not fixing to jump on it. I call myself being able to dance, but it's more of like drunk two-stepping what I do. Like, it's just good enough. It gets me by. Like, it's like, okay.
That's funny.
At
Well,
least. At least he'll dance with you, that kind of shit, but it's not good.
Oh no, you gotta get out there and practice more. My first dance partner, he was an old Vietnam vet, and
Okay.
his wife would come with him to the dance practices and lessons. And he was the sweetest old thing. I adored that guy. When he would get winded though, he would have to like take a break and walk off to the side. I would always feel bad, and he would teach me all kinds of cool stuff. He taught me how to waltz actually. And he would walk off and put on his oxygen tank and hook it up and get right back out on the dance floor. And he's like, you see this? I'm like, yeah, I see it. And he's like, this is my jet pack. It helps me dance better. Now I can keep up with you.
That's
and
funny.
I miss him dearly. He was the sweetest thing, but he taught me how to waltz. He taught me how to promenade. He taught me West Coast swing, East Coast swing, at the little Civic Center. He was just the sweetest thing. And, one of my earlier inspirations, and I miss him dearly. So it's cool. Like, don't knock the pawpaws, ladies. If you're listening to this and you want to go dancing, your man's being a wallflower, find somebody's grandpa, because I promise you it's going to make his night and it's going to make your night.
Oh, I've seen that a million times. That is one of the coolest things to me. I love seeing somebody's grandpa, because, like, I don't know if you're like this. I love making up backstories for people. Like, I don't know. There's just something about me when I'm at a bar and I see somebody by themselves. I like trying to figure out why that person's by themselves. And I'm so morbid anyway. It's because it's always something sad. Like,
well, that's what we get on to each other about, is like our similar sense of humor is
yeah,
very
like,
dark.
Yeah, it's like somebody's pawpaw. He sadly lost his wife or something. He's there trying
Oh,
to have
that's
a good
sadder than I
time.
thought.
Yeah, like he's there. He's trying to still have good time in the last couple of years, and he sees a hot blonde in the corner, and he's like, what do I got to lose? Like, I'm fixing to grab her by the hand, and we're dancing. And usually, 9 times out of 10, when she does dance with pawpaw, oh my God, she lights up just as much as he does. And you
I had
know,
the biggest smile on my face all night. I can confirm.
Yeah, it's the cool ladies dance with the old man.
Yeah, see, that's a little bit darker than what I would have thought. I sit there and I see stuff like that. I'm like, daddy or daddy?
Yeah, see, there you go. Yeah, see, well, you're a creep, but
You act like this is new news.
no,
You're
I'm just
stealing
saying,
my sense of
whatever.
humor.
No, I love it. I fucking love it. No, it's you can always, but you just know it means something to him too. Like,
Yeah.
you just know he's not there for no reason. We had one. This is I forgot all about this till right now. Back in December when we got done doing my show. So like it's every time when we get done on Wednesdays doing our round, we always go out, and it's usually everybody who plays the show that stayed around all night will go out with us. Well, we went out and we ended up on Broadway somehow. I love going to AJ's Bar and AJ's Good Times down on Broadway.
That's actually one of the things I want to talk to you about. So continue your story, and I got
Yeah.
something to tell you.
There was an old cat there that was, we went to go watch my buddy Blaine Bunning play down there. And there was this old guy there, and he ended up tagging along with us the rest of the night. But he bought my drinks the rest of the night. He was an
No.
old cowboy. He was the coolest. But there was a girl, there was a singer with us who had just gotten done playing the show. And all he did was dance her the rest of the night. And by the end of the night, he was in love. She liked the free drinks, but she had a good time dancing with him the rest of the night. It was wonderful.
Oh, that's so sweet. And those are the stories you like to hear. I mean, my mom, even before my first trip to Nashville, would send me like the TikTok videos of the girls talking about, oh my God, they're spiking drinks, the bartenders are in all the scary stuff, you know, because
Yeah.
that's my mom. And I think that's most moms. But I thought that that's what that was like.
Yeah.
And now I'm seeing, you know, there's also the other side to it where you get the pawpaws and you get the good time because, like, I mean, New Year's Eve, I had the biggest smile on my face. My face hurt by the end of the night. That old man in the Mobetta, just he made my night. He was the sweetest thing. Like I said, I've got that origami elephant sitting in my dash, and I know I made his night too because I'm good friends with the owner of that bar. Like I said, I got them hooked up with Silver Belly whiskey and the one for the road tour. Really great friends with them, and he'd message me and he's like, just so you know, that man has come in here asking and saying, like, oh my gosh, I had so much fun. And I'm like, that makes me feel good. It makes me
That's
feel really
cool.
good. But I didn't even know Alan Jackson's Good Time Bar was a thing. Cause like I said, this was my first trip to
Yeah.
Nashville. But Robbie, when he hit me up about Silver Belly, originally I'm trying to find sponsors for the music festivals I'm contracted out to. I'm trying to find brand partners and stuff to hook up with the different events I've got lined up because that's what I do. And we get to talking, and he sets me up with some stuff for Orlando Tampa. I set him up with some Orlando Tampa stuff, and next thing you know, I'm in Nashville. I'm like, hey, I'd like to, you know, sit down and go over some business. This was after the Oklahoma City show. And I said, I had no idea that you guys had a bar here that carried Silver Belly. And he's like, Alan Jackson's Good Time Bar was one of the ones that started carrying Silver Belly, which is his whiskey brand that he just started, I think, about a year ago. His daughter is actually, she was a sommelier, and now she's a master mixer for the whiskey. And when I tell you, after meeting the people behind the scenes of Silver Belly and the one for the road tour, knowing that his tour manager is the same one he's had for 30 plus years, seeing his daughter get involved, and knowing that, like, typically when you have like your Casamigos or your other influencer, music artist, celebrity owned whiskey, tequila, any spirit brand, they don't have any involvement. It's almost like the celebrity perfumes, they have no
Yeah.
involvement whatsoever. And then you have something where it really truly is a family run operation, and they treat you like your family. And that's one of the things that stood out to me, and one of the reasons why I truly enjoy partnering with them. So my birthday, for those listening, it's no secret, it's the day after St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's always hungover, nobody wants to hang out. My birthday the past couple of years hasn't exactly been the best experience because nobody really wants to do anything. It's also turkey season. But this year I was planning on doing something at Alan Jackson's Good Time Bar, or maybe going to Nashville, planning something big. Obviously not for St. Patrick's Day weekend because that's going to be a madhouse, but probably the following weekend or something like that. And working with a brand like Silver Belly is just so exciting. As you know, Alan Jackson has CMT, and it breaks my heart because one of my first concerts was actually Aquapalooza, I think 2005 or 2009. We trailered the boat up to Alabama with the family, and my Alabama family took their pontoon out, and we're sitting there, and AJ comes out on his wooden boat that he's restored, played one hell of a concert, and that was one of my first experiences. Absolutely fell in love, had a blast, and now I'm getting to see him at the tail end of his career, which is heartbreaking, seeing, the effects that CMT has had on
Yeah.
them, and seeing this icon and getting to relive moments from my childhood and songs from my childhood and seeing him up there. It's a full circle moment. And would I tell you that the Silver Belly team is just one that I truly enjoy working with? When I tell you, I'm trying to get them into every bar I can. I'm trying to get them into every festival I can because it's more than just a brand. They really do bring it full circle and treat you like family. They're amazing people.
Well, I got an idea for you.
I'm here, all ears.
I just had to look at my calendar to make sure I was right at this.
Oh
S
boy.
St. Patrick's is what, the 18th or something of March?
17th, 18th is my birthday. That's like a Monday, Tuesday situation this year, I think.
Okay. So, how about we have a party for you in Nashville?
Oh
My
boy.
show is March the 26th. My writer's round is March the 26th at Live Oak. Do you have anything that is March the 26th?
That's leg day. I'm looking at my calendar. That's it.
There's shit about leg day. You trust
I
me.
know you don't. I've seen you.
Yeah. Oh, I've got legs on me now, girl. Don't you? Don't, I got calves bigger.
That's because you're a dad. When you
Yeah.
have a child, you get the dad calves because you're rocking the Nike Air Monarchs.
Also used to be a really good athlete, smart ass. Don't let the past couple of years body fool you. I used to be an exceptional athlete. But no, how about this? So we're up there that next week after your birthday.
Okay.
How about the 26th? Because we always do like something fun for like my birthday, other people's birthdays, or whatever. We always make it their birthday round. So since you've got some friends in music, how
Yes.
about we do a little combo show? How about I let you help me host our live show in Nashville on the 26th? We'll make it your birthday party.
Oh, geez.
We'll do like a Kylie takeover, like we're doing like Court's thing. You can help introduce the artists. You can help me get the artists that you want to play, that you would like some of your friends that you would like to play some of the rounds. It's a writer's round type thing. But we'll throw you a birthday party at Live Oak. And we'll make it all about you. And then, we can go to AJ's, we can do whatever afterwards, but we'll show you our side of Nashville and we'll throw you your own little birthday party in Nashville.
Well, I guess you guys heard it here first. I just wrote it down in my calendar. March 26th, it's my leg day. It's also the live show at Live Oak in Nashville. And I guess we're throwing a party.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I'll tell you more details about it. So if you want to get some of your artist buddies, we'll mix some of yours and mine together. Yeah, I'll let you do some of the presenting. It takes less work. I've got to do away, but also too, it'll be so much fun having help
Oh,
you.
this is going to be a blast.
Yeah, it'll be way too much fun. And we're there like 2 or 3 days that week anyway, or maybe the whole week, or not the whole week. So one of the things you were saying a while ago, just so you know too, I'm gonna help everybody that's listening. Where you were talking about like the scary stuff, like in Nashville. All right, some of that bad shit does happen, but that bad shit does happen everywhere too.
It does.
Friday and Saturday nights are the scary nights in Nashville because it is so overcrowded. You can't really tell what's going on. There's too many people everywhere. It is miserable. If you go to Nashville between Sunday and Thursday, it is enjoyable. It is so much fun. When those tourists come in on the weekend, those bridesmaids parties come in on the weekend, those
Lord.
groomsmaids or whatever they're called, bachelor
Groomsmen.
parties. I don't know what the fuck they're called. You can tell I haven't been in many of them. Those bachelor parties comes in, that's when shit gets out of hand. Like that's when it's just too much. But also, those bars do the best they can to limit that shit happening. But there is just a lot of assholes that come into town preying on people. But for the majority of bars I know, they do their best the second they see that shit happening. They kick their asses out as quick as possible and call the law. It's, yeah. But Sunday through Thursday is the days to go in Nashville.
Well, good to know. Now I can relay that. Well, mom's probably going to listen to this podcast anyway, but relay the info to her and make her feel a little bit better. I think it's just in their nature that all moms worry. So.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Since we're going to do a show together, I'm not going to hold you up any longer today because it might be leg day for you too today.
It's upper.
S upper.
It's
Jesus.
upper.
Yeah, not me. I got a couple miles I got to do, but that's about it today. But anyway, I want to tell you just once again, I appreciate you for hanging out for a little bit. And me and you'll text back and forth. We'll line some stuff up. But it'll be an honor to be able to throw you a birthday party. Because, like I said, I respect the
Man,
shit
I'm
out of you, dude.
excited.
I respect the shit out
I'm
of
so
you.
excited about
I think
this.
you're cool as hell. I'll call some of my special friends and see if I can get them to come out that night too. The second I post that you're gonna help me host this, we're gonna pack that fucking place out anyway. We
That's the
already
goal.
do anyway. But you being
Oh,
there, oh, every creep in Nashville is gonna want to come see you.
boy.
I bet Chad Prather flies in.
I bet he does too. We'll see what
I'm
happens.
gonna text him the second I get done with this.
Let's go. Let's go.
Well, drop your social media real fast, even though I know everybody's already got it. But I can at least say that we did it, and then you can go on about your day, darling.
Of course. Well, thank you for having me on. It's always a blast catching up with you, talking shop, talking music. I love your sense of humor. I love listening to the show. We always have such a good time. If you guys want to follow me, you can find me on Instagram at the.kylie.blakely. I'm a lot cooler on TikTok. If you want to find me on TikTok, my name is Kylie M. Blakely. And I will see you guys March 26th at Live Oak in Nashville.
And I will see y'all tomorrow for our next show. Thank y'all for listening. We will catch y'all next time.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.